It's Fire Friday. All right, here we are, Fire Friday, our second Fire Friday. Right, yeah. Welcome back, Danny.
Welcome, guy. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, happy to have you, of course, from Fire by Wicked Fresh. This is a fun thing that we're doing. The final Friday of every month, we're hoping for 2020, we'll have you come on in and talk about, give us an update, perhaps a Wicked Fresh update, if you will.
Absolutely.
See what's going on over there. And then, of course, we're giving away, which is really awesome. People have been texting in all morning long, 16-inch pizza, appetizer, and a dessert of their choice. It would actually be perfect for Super Bowl Sunday.
Absolutely. Getting ready for the big game.
Ready for that big game. Let's start there. You guys obviously want people to order your takeout. I mean, that's the way it's going to work.
Yeah, absolutely. Coming into Super Bowl Sunday, pizza and wings.
Yeah.
I overheard it earlier.
And, of course.
And we're actually introducing that. We'll talk about it obviously later, but we're going to be doing some wings and pizza, and we'll have it ready for you so you can come pick it up before the big game. Get your Super Bowl on.
Yeah, absolutely. So definitely think Fire by Wicked Fresh when it comes to your Super Bowl Sunday needs. Make sure that you are ready to go for that big game. We're going to have a lot of fun. But it looks like you have quite the list here of things to go down. A little bit of an update
Fire
by Wicked Fresh.
We're starting this year out with a bang.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's start off with that. Again, I know you guys have been reworking some new hours. You get some new menu items.
Yeah.
We basically,
the new hours are going to be Sunday through Thursday. We're going to be opening for lunch 11 to 4, and then Fridays and Saturdays we're going to stay open till dinner about 8 o'clock. Especially in the winter season, gets a little light here.
Sure.
We all know that in the valley.
Yeah.
But it's something that we could do, and we had a lot of great items coming in. Like I said, we had chicken wings coming in.
Mm-hmm.
We're brining those for 24 hours, and then we've been testing them.
Yeah.
Quote unquote, it's a hard job. You got to test all the stuff, all the food items.
Well, that's one of the cool things with the extra time, perhaps, like you said, is a little bit of maybe of a lull, if you want to call it that. And you'll be able to experiment a little bit.
Absolutely.
And really work those menu items good.
Yeah. My test kitchen, I call it, after four.
Yeah.
So, chicken wings coming in. We have these amazing slow marinated steak tips coming in. We have a lot of different items that we're take out a few, put in a few, see what works, what doesn't work. We have garlic knots coming back.
Nice.
A lot of people have been asking about those. We're actually bringing Wicked Fresh burgers over to Fire.
Okay.
So these are going to be 8-ounce patties. We're going to throw them on the grill. We've already tested them out with the same exact ingredients that we have at Wicked Fresh. We know Wicked Fresh is a little small, and sometimes it gets packed in there, especially if you're a local in town. You just want to get in, get out. But we decided to offer some over here. So you can still get that great Wicked Fresh flavor over at Fire.
And that's good to know. Maybe a little local secret, if you will.
Absolutely.
A
wink, wink.
Yeah. So if you see that the crowd's building up a little bit, you can head just down the road here to Settlers Green and check out and get your Wicked Fresh burger fix, if you will.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, big families come in. We can house those. It's kind of just bringing everything together.
Yeah.
And it's been kind of like the last 6-7 months, seeing what works, what doesn't work, and utilizing Wicked Fresh too. It's a great product, so we want to bring it over here as well.
Right, absolutely. I completely agree with that. Another local secret, I guess we could talk about, is because you talked about location. We are located right across from a customer service, right below the radio station here. Beautiful location here at Settlers Green. And when it comes to Friday and Saturday nights, you guys will be open for dinner. We're also opening up the back here, the back lot.
Yeah, we get it, and especially in the wintertime, you don't want to walk too much.
Mm-hmm.
So we're actually opening up the back so you can park here in the back, especially after 5 o'clock, when all the other stores leave, and there's some open parking spots here as well. So feel free to park in the back. You can give us a call. We'll run out there and give you your takeout if you'd like.
I think that's great, and that's again another, we'll call it a local secret, because not everybody will know about
exactly, and that's the whole thing. It's bringing the locals in and getting to see what we got.
Excellent. You guys are always looking to give back and to help out with types of events and everything else. I know there's a Dine to Donate that you guys are doing for the Freiburg Academy.
Absolutely. We're doing February 7th. It's from 4 to 8. We're doing a Dine to Donate from Freiburg Academy. My son's a senior, actually, this year.
Awesome.
So it's pretty cool. And we're going to be donating a portion of our sales, obviously, to them. And, and it's going to be great. Also, February 12th, White Mountain Cup Cakery is going to be doing Pine Tree Elementary.
Awesome.
So it's going to be great. We'd love to give back to the community.
Of course.
People come in all the time, and ask for donations and stuff like that, and we open up with open arms, absolutely, because we want to be part of this community as much as as much as we can.
It's so great. That is one huge thing here in the Valley. Everybody has that feeling, and you have to. That community effort, that camaraderie is just huge. Valentine's Day, that's a big important restaurant day for a lot of the places out here, including Fire by Wicked Fresh. So it looks like you have a little an event. Maybe special menu or something.
Yeah, we're working on a special menu right now, 4-course menu. You know, kind of a menu for two, bottle of wine included.
Okay.
Salad, dessert, entree, you know, appetizer, not all in that order, you know. However you'd like it. You want dessert first? We'll give it to you first. But it's getting really nice. I mean, the menu's starting to look really good. We got some steak on there, risotto. You know, I don't want to say too much yet until it's stamped out, but check out our Facebook and Instagram.
But something to think about.
For sure.
Especially you guys out there. I know those last minute planners.
Yeah, absolutely. You want to be like, you can come in Settlers, get the present, and then take her
right on.
Absolutely. It's a one-stop shop. And it's going to be some amazing food. We're going to have some great stuff going on, too, as well. So.
Very cool. So think for Valentine's Day, especially you gentlemen out there, start thinking Fire by Wicked Fresh. The ladies will absolutely love it. And speaking of bringing the family and everybody else out as well, tonight, Kids Eat Free.
Yeah, we changed the date, obviously, because we had to change the hours and stuff like that. So now Kids Eat Free on Friday nights.
Awesome.
So with every entree that you purchase, you get a free kids meal.
Okay.
So you get a pizza, that's an entree.
Yep.
You know, chicken parm dinner, that's an entree, so you get one meal. So you feed
the little ones as well.
Yeah, exactly. You and your wife go out, you got two kids, two entrees, two kids meal for free.
That's a great deal. Thank you for doing that. I think that is awesome. So definitely Friday nights now, you can stop by Fire by Wicked Fresh and get that the Kids Eat Free night, which is just a great thing.
You got some board games too on the table.
Okay.
Yeah, you know.
Some family fun.
Yeah, keep the, when the kids get a little antsy.
Make
a
night out of it.
Oh, yeah, I got a few kids, they get antsy for sure, so I know.
You know what it's about. Mm-hmm. And of course, we know, you mentioned the Cupcakery. It's part of the same family here when it comes to Wicked Fresh. And then you have Wicked Fresh Burgers are located right over next to Staples at Settlers here. And you guys have a new sandwich that you wanted to talk about going over at Wicked Fresh.
Wicked Fresh, we're putting together a fried chicken and waffle sandwich.
Awesome.
It's tremendous.
Awesome. Yeah, I mean, you guys do everything so well over there.
Yeah,
so.
That's the
gotta
thing.
Keep raising that bar.
Well, we do, and absolutely. We want to elevate it. We're bringing that, and we're also doing I'm calling it a winter cob salad.
Okay.
It's got a honey Dijon vinaigrette. I mean, the thing's out of this world. It's really great. The sandwich, though, it's going to be awesome because not only will we have that, but now we'll have fried chicken so somebody can make their own sandwich. So a fried chicken sandwich, they can build it however they'd like if they don't want to do the sweet and savory kind of deal.
Sure.
Oh,
sure.
And also at the Cupcakery, I forgot to mention, they're going to have Valentine's Day specials too, chocolate dipped strawberries. And my sister Kathy, she makes these amazing cheesecakes for two.
Okay.
I love the turtle one.
Yeah.
I mean, they're unbelievable. And she always sells out. I mean, Valentine's Day, it's crazy.
Tons so you want to pre-order those?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Call in for pre-orders. They do an amazing job over there. She's a wizard when it comes to pastries and whatnot.
There we go. When it comes to three restaurants, all the holidays are covered.
And you know, it's funny too because Percy Paws is another extension.
So you can hook up the pets.
Yeah, I go in there. I don't even have a pet. The place is so cool in there. I want to get something myself.
Very cool. Of course, you can go to firebywickedfresh.com for full details on the menu, of course, and they'll keep it updated with the hours and everything that you need posted there. And make sure you go to the Dine to Donate to on February 7th from 4 to 8 and help out the Freiburg Academy. We're giving away all types of prize packages. This is so great when you do the 16-inch pizza, appetizer, and dessert of their choice. People have been texting in all morning long.
Nice.
And since with the Super Bowl coming up on Sunday, the big game, I thought it'd be kind of fun to play this game we've played in the past called Team Synonyms. And I wanted to obviously talk about the two teams that are in the Super Bowl. We have the Kansas City Chiefs. If you take the synonyms for that, Cowtown is actually a nickname for Kansas City.
Okay.
And Captains is another name for Chiefs. Yep. So how it works, the Cowtown Captains. Same thing with the San Francisco 49ers. They're actually the Golden Gate City Miners, if you think about it. And then, of course, our beloved Patriots here, New England Patriots, the Beantown Flag Wavers.
I see what you did. You gave the easy ones first, and then you hit us with the hard one for the question.
So the question, we want people to work a little bit for it. This is a great deal. This is an awesome deal. And people have been texting it all morning long to try to figure out the Big Guava Freebooters, which is a good one. Do you have any guesses at all?
I thought maybe something in Miami, with guava.
You're getting close. You're close.
I couldn't think of anything that.
You're very close. It definitely is a Florida team.
Oh, okay.
A Florida team.
All right, now I see where you're at.
Okay, do you want to
I'm going to say the Jacksonville Jaguars?
It's not the Jacksonville Jaguars. The Big Guava is actually a nickname coined in the 70s for Tampa Bay.
Oh, Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay! Everybody forgets about Tampa Bay.
But, you know, I mean, I think they forgot about their own team, too, because they haven't been playing that well. But.
Tampa Bay and then the Buccaneers.
Okay.
Another word for a Buccaneer is a freebooter.
There you go.
So that was the correct answer. Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And before we announce our winner here, and there were a bunch of winners that texted in, I thought we'd give you a few more, even though you didn't do too hot. But we'll go easy. Okay, we'll go easy. Right, speaking of Miami, how about the Magic City Porpoises?
The Magic City Porpoises. The Dolphins.
The Dolphins. Miami Dolphins, right? How about the O-Town Pillagers?
The O-Town Pillagers.
O-Town Pillagers. There's only so many towns that start with O.
I know. I'm thinking Orlando, the Orlando Magic, Oklahoma.
No, NFL teams. We only want NFL teams.
Okay, so.
O-Town.
Let me see. Oh, NFL.
West Coast team.
I'm going to get killed for this one. Yeah.
It's Oakland.
Oh, the Raiders.
The Raiders. Yeah. Oakland Raiders. In fact, it will be the Las Vegas Raiders now. Soon, but yeah. Oakland Raiders for that one. What else do we got here? But the Pegasus City Wranglers.
Pegasus City Wranglers.
Wranglers. Let's think Wranglers first. I think that's the easy one on this one.
The Broncos?
No, it's not the Broncos, but it's the
Cowboys.
The Cowboys. And believe it or not, Dallas is known as the Pegasus City.
Really?
Don't ask me why. Don't ask me why.
I thought it was like, somewhere in Europe.
Yeah. You know. Denver Broncos is actually the Mile High City Stallions.
Okay, well, that's
pretty standard, right? How about the Motor City Wildcats?
Oh, Detroit Lions.
Detroit Lions. See, now you're picking it up.
I had to get warmed up.
How about the Railroad City Fledglings? Can you imagine if these were the team names?
Oh, my goodness.
That is the Indianapolis Colts.
The Colts, okay.
And last but not least, we got one more for you. The City of Mystery Angels.
Oh, well, then I'm going with the Los Angeles.
But nope.
No?
It's not the Los Angeles. Huh. I know, believe it or not. They are the City of Angels, Los Angeles. This is the City of Mystery. The City of Mystery, and the other the team name would be Angels, which is another word for angel.
Oh, that's a good
Saints.
One. Oh, the Saints, yeah.
New Orleans Saints. So we have some fun with that.
I would lose horribly.
Good thing you're giving away the prize this time around. Well, again, the big guava freebooters was the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and that was the correct answer. A bunch of people texted in at 603-356-9145. 16-inch pizza, appetizer, and dessert going to a lucky winner. Danny, do the honors.
It's Ryan Hill from North Conway.
Congratulations to Ryan. Ryan Hill from North Conway. Ryan's the big winner. Ryan, if you're listening, we'll be in touch, let you know how you can pick up your prize, and you will be good to go. And hopefully Ryan will be stopping by for perhaps Super Bowl Sunday or anytime this week, really.
For sure, whenever you'd like.
Make it happen.
Down. Yeah, I'll stick to the cooking though, not answering these questions.
I'll make the game a little easier next time, all right? Danny, thanks so much for coming in. Remember, go to firebywickedfresh.com for full details and everything we've talked about. Also, follow them on social media. And don't forget, for Valentine's Day, you can stop on by February 7th. They're doing the Dine to Donate and lots of great menu items. And kids eat free tonight over
at Fire.
Absolutely.
Come on down. Have a great time. We got, like I said, we got some games out there.
Yeah.
Some good vibes, good food.
Should be a lot of fun.
Absolutely. You don't feel like cooking, come on over.
Sounds good. Thank you so much, Danny.
Thank you. Have a great one.
It's the Magic Morning Show on Magic 104.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.